Well, indeed, as you said, well, there's a lot of guys in this clubhouse that just look younger and younger every year. Or I'm getting older and older. But no matter how you slice and dice it, yeah, there's some young kids that are playing for the Indians, and certainly one of those that made his mark last year, especially in the postseason. Ryan Merritt, I said before the news here, nobody had heard of him. Now, that was an exaggeration on my part. He had pitched for the Tribe during the regular season. In fact, pitched very well in short stints with the Tribe, pitched 11 innings. But during those 11 innings, his ERA was 1.64. So we all know the story now. The Indians' pitching staff just depleted as they get to the postseason. So who do they call up to pitch Game 5 of the American League Championship Series against Toronto? None other than Ryan Merritt. He gets the start in what would turn out to be the clinching game in Toronto, and does a fantastic job. Goes 4 1/3 shutout innings. Shutout innings in Game 5 of the ALCS. He allowed just 2 hits, and obviously the Tribe goes on to win that game and win the American League Championship Series. So just one of those great stories as far as a young pitcher is concerned. And I had a chance to catch up with Ryan Merritt down in the Indians clubhouse yesterday. And of course, I started the interview by saying, I'm sure nobody's asked you about this, what it was like to get that call up and pinch in that Game 5 American League Championship Series clinching win over the Toronto Blue Jays.
You know, that's what you always dream about as a kid, going up and pitching those moments, not only pitching in the major leagues, but under that type of spotlight and that type of game that just is really important. So just to be able to go out and get that opportunity to pitch for the Indians in the Game 5 ALCS was amazing, you know, and to go out and help them win that game was a special moment, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Did everything happen so quickly that it almost seemed like this is surreal, like this isn't really happening? When you first got the call to the point where you got on the hill, talk a little bit about how quickly that all unfolded for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it happened so fast. Next thing I knew, I was just standing on the mound, and I was about to pitch, you know. So there was a lot of emotions, a lot of nerves, but under those situations, you just got to stay calm, trust in yourself, know that it's just a game, try to have fun, just embrace the moment and go out there and compete, and the outcome will control itself.
And Ryan, you used the word trust. Boy, how about the trust that Tito and Mickey Callaway and the entire organization showed in you? I mean, that just had to make you feel incredibly good about the fact that they had the faith in you to give you the ball in that situation.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's tough for them, giving the ball to a guy that's had one start in his career in the major leagues. But to give me that start in Game 5, I mean, just to have that trust in me, you know, it's awesome. It's an honor that they have that trust in me to go out and try to win a baseball game for them.
And then you became the most famous engaged guy maybe in the country as you showed up on everybody's wedding list. Well, your fiance had to be thrilled with that.
She was. She was a little overwhelmed, but, you know, it was awesome that everybody just cared about us that much to even go and get our find our wedding registry and then buy it, you know.
Married life's treating you well, I assume?
It is. Yep. Best choice I ever made.
Well, let's talk a little baseball. Obviously, okay. Here in Goodyear, as you get ready for 2017, whether it's that one game experience or just overall what you've been able to learn, how do you now transfer that into spring training in this year?
I think just having confidence in the clubhouse as well, getting comfortable around the guys, and then just getting that confidence that you can pitch in the major leagues, have confidence that you can get guys out at this level. So I think just going into this season is just still try to learn as much as I can. I'm not finished growing. I still have time to get – I'm still trying to get better. Even though last year I had success, I'm still always trying to get better for the next year. So I'm just going to keep watching the older guys, see how they move, watch the routines, and try to be great.
You kind of stole my next question, Ryan, because I was going to ask you, when you're around the caliber of pitchers that are here in this locker room. You know, Corey Kluber, Danny Salazar, Carlos Carrasco, Josh Tomlin, a couple of lockers down from you. How much do you pick their brain? How much do you say, hey, what do you guys do? How much do you just study them?
Right. You know, they're great role models to have around the clubhouse, just the way they move around, they take care of business, just every day, how they're working hard. They know what they want to do every day. They're on a mission, and they have a lot of success, and they put a really high standards on themselves and for the guys around them.
Boy, great story there. Ryan Merritt, who, again, really made his mark in Indians history, the start in Game 5. Guys, he retired 12 of the 14 Blue Jays he faced. Just an incredible outing.